The small group meeting last night is successor to GLOW, the group which fought windmills in Lake Erie a decade ago. Now a firm called Diamond Wind is expected to file next month for at least 50 generators in the lake. Some of the people at the meeting are completely opposed to windmills. Some are opposed to windmills on land anywhere, and all are opposed to them in the lake. Paul Michalek says Albany has too much power to ignore local people and local views.
The state gets the authority to through the siting bidage, actually override the locality's ability to zone projects. Article 10 doesn't apply in the lake because the towns don't have authority on the lake, but only the state does. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's the ability of the state just to come in to say, here's what we're going to do.
Michalek says the state should have a conversation with local people about any proposal which is filed and should oppose the plan because of the claimed threat wind generator construction and operation represent to the fresh water of the Great Lakes, with a large fleet of offshore windmills possible in the Cleveland area, upstream from western New York. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.